The biodiversity ecosystem can be characterized by three different types of diversity. Genetic diversity is a measure of the genetic variability among organisms. So this means the various differences in genetic code that can exist within a species as well as between species. The next type of diversity that contributes to biodiversity is species diversity in an ecosystem. So this is a measure that includes the total number of different types of species in an ecosystem, as well as the total number of individuals of a given species within an ecosystem. So this means you could describe species diversity by saying that there are 10 different species in an ecosystem, or you could also describe it by saying that there are 10,000 members of a given species within an ecosystem. So these are both ways to measure species diversity. And the third and final measure of biodiversity within an ecosystem is known as ecosystem diversity or structural diversity. And this describes the range of physical shapes and sizes within an ecosystem. So an ecosystem that has a large number of different physical shapes and sizes would be more diverse. So this means that, for example, in the picture you see here in the bottom right corner of the forest, there's many large trees with different types of leaves, different shapes of leaves, as well as some rocks, some large rocks, some small rocks. And this variation in shapes and sizes provides different types of habitats for organisms to live in, and contribute to the overall diversity of an ecosystem.